Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03-444-499-1000. Nice and relaxed on a Friday. So the show's kind of, the last few weeks have been a relaxed Friday kind of vibe. How's your weekend looking? You doing anything exciting this weekend, Boyley?
Well, I'm still home alone tomorrow, and okay. I've got two parties at virtually the same time in two different locations.
Ooh,
so
that's
I'm going to be haring around.
Okay, well,
at parties that I'm not invited to, by the way.
For kids,
yeah.
Well, it's someone who knows a lot about parties. It's Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Catherine had a question for you. Catherine, what was the question?
How was your day, Susan? And did you...
No, that wasn't your question.
No, I haven't been over there. No, it's been 5 days now.
Catherine wants to know if it's Friday night, if it's pork night.
No, it's not, because I've stayed away, I've told you.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay, and how's that mind trick going? It's working, obviously.
Well, it is, but I haven't... No, it's okay, and I'm just getting... I just find it depressing. I'm trying to stay away. I am staying away, and I don't feel sexual to him anymore. I don't feel sexual to anybody. But I'm just hoping that I can keep it up. That's the thing, Catherine, you know?
Yeah.
It's going well so far. I want it to stay like this.
Yeah, so just stay away from the electricity box.
No, I haven't been there for ages. I haven't put a note in for ages.
Well, then, you're winning. Everything's progress, right?
You think?
Yeah.
I might put up a statistics chart on the back of the door and cross off every day that I managed to stay away, you know.
Yes.
But I've also hatched a plan, Catherine. Is Ian still there or has he fallen asleep?
He's here and he's listening intently.
Actually, I'm having a very intense, important conversation with another radio... Shut up! Be quiet! Talking! I'm having a very intense conversation with another radio... Shall we, you please? I'm having a very intense and important conversation with another radio station.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, I won't be a minute. Catherine, so I might put up a sort of chart and tick off every day that I managed to stay away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll make me feel good. And you know, hopefully, I did stay away from him for 3 months at one point, and I just fell back into it. But no, I must think positive.
Yeah, don't think about 3 months. Don't think about a week.
No.
Just get through the day.
Yes. It's like an alcoholic, isn't it? They always say, take one day at a time.
Hmm? Exactly.
Excuse me. It was never that bad.
Maybe you could give yourself a little treat at the end of
a
week. You could give yourself a treat because...
I have a vibrator. Oh, well, I've got one of those. I'm not interested in it.
No, promise yourself a treat. I don't know. But go and take yourself...
A little sweet.
Yes.
A little sweetie. Yeah. Clever girl.
Yeah.
I was thinking about...
Still waiting for the pictures to prove that you look like a cross between Sherry Lungi and a slim Kate Bush.
Oh, God, no, I can't send you that.
No.
Okay. One day I'll send you a photo when I'm feeling better.
No rush.
I'm a wee bit down at the moment. My feet are wringing wet. My shoes are wringing wet. I got caught in a massive downpour. I was in a filthy mood. My umbrella blew inside out. With dripping water all over the place.
That's what you got your shoes wet. Okay.
The rain got my shoes wet.
Okay, well, I just know that you're a very excitable woman.
So, Well, what do you mean by that?
Well,
I can be excitable if I'm with. Oh no, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about
a picture of my fufu.
Yes. Oh, you will keep rubbing my face in it, won't you?
I can't dear. Rubbing your face in your fufu. God, you're flexible. You're bendy.
Catherine.
Yes.
What, do you hate me?
Oh.
Catherine,
yes.
I don't hate you, darling. Catherine, you said your teeth are tight together. I want to tell you. I want to tell you something.
Go on.
Dental tape will get through the tiniest cracks, and I promise you, dental tape with Superdrug.
Dental tape.
Yeah, tape.
Well, speak clearly then.
I can hear you.
I am speaking clearly.
No, you're not. You're speaking like someone who's horny.
P A. P.
Pap.
P for Peter.
Pap.
E.
Pap. Pap. You said P-A-P. P-A-P is pap. You... Dental pap.
K. P.
P.
Thomas.
P for Thomas.
Oh, I'm not anymore because you're in another mood again.
You're an idiot.
But so are you.
I think there's a lot of tension between you and Ian. That's what I'm sensing.
Ian is just a fool.
And Susan
on occasions
is on occasions a bell cheese.
Yes, I was going to say if I have you has it all got back to you what I did this morning with my lovely hero Mike.
Michael Graham.
I think he's what? Yes, I think he's wonderful.
Terrible broadcaster. Awful,
he's my
awful human being. He's an he's terrible. He's one of the worst.
He's absolutely wonderful. He's clever. He's witty.
He's not. He's slow-witted. He's dumb. He's ignorant.
I hope he's not listening to you.
No. He doesn't have to turn a radio on.
Catherine, will you try the tape for me?
I will try the tape for you. Yes, thank
right,
you very
baby.
Much for the tip.
It'll go through tiny cracks. Now, Mike...
Something you know very little about.
Stop it!
Mike is very, very nice. I like his show. I love it.
Well, that's great news. Why don't you go and marry him? Oh, you can't because you're too busy having it off with the bloke
no,
two
I
doors
can't.
Down.
I can't because Mike's already married, thank you. He's very happily married with two beautiful, a beautiful wife and beautiful children.
Yeah, because you don't now sound like a stalker, do you?
I'm not a stalker.
No, you don't sound like one.
I'm not a stalker.
You don't sound like one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you kindly.
No, you're welcome,
you two
kindly.
Just kiss and get it over with, for God's sake.
Not until she's had a bath in disinfectant.
I've been to the clinic and I'm as clean as a whistle.
Yeah, okay, well, okay.
I've been
a whistle
to
that's
clinic.
Been blown many, 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 many,
no,
many times.
It hasn't, actually, no.
A rusty old policeman's whistle.
No. It's not, because I hadn't had sex for 8 years before him. Thank you very much indeed. Get your facts right first, boy.
Okay, well, I've got the facts right, miss, about your sexual history.
I haven't told you all of it. I'm not telling you all about... What about yours?
What do you want to know?
How big are you?
Oh, my God. See, I told you.
I'm 6'4".
No, how big are you in the manhood department?
Tell us.
Go on. Tell us.
Oh, your voice went
big.
Your voice went all funny.
Is it big?
I have a very, very
nice,
very
nice penis.
Tiny penis.
Really?
It's like a joystick in a cathedral.
And you can what? Stick it in a cathedral.
Yes, I stick it in a cathedral.
Stick it in the cathedral.
Don't get that at all. No. You wouldn't feel it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good.
No.
Is it?
No.
Catherine, that's no good, is it? We don't like small. Well, I suppose if you're in love with somebody, it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay. Well,
because love is a match of souls and minds.
Oh, souls are coming into it now, are they?
Souls, your soul and your mind, and the way your mind works and your soul. You know, the beauty within.
Yeah.
You know?
But also wrinkles.
The beauty within.
Also wrinkles sometimes.
What's wrinkles, darling?
You know what a wrinkle is.
She certainly does.
Oh, Oh, those. Oh, well, yes. I mean, it's nice. It's even better, isn't it? But we can...
Okay. Well, it's been fun talking to you about dicks and fannies.
Just one other thing.
This is...
You had a young lady last night, very lovely young lady, who was wanting to meet a gentleman. She's got her three puppies.
Oh, yes.
She sounded
Lucy.
Lovely.
Lucy, wasn't it?
Lucy, that's right. And you forgot to tell her something very important.
Oh, go on. What was that, Susan?
You forgot to tell her about talkradiosingles.com. Because I've heard it on the advertising jingle.
Come on now. Now you've given yourself away there.
No, yeah. I haven't done it. I haven't got a computer. Okay. I don't like computers. But Lucy may like it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for your input. And your output, and your input, and your output, and you shake it all about.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, Ian. How are you?
You don't really care.
I do?
No, you don't.
Oh, blimey. I just had Billy Stanley ring me up, call me on Facebook, asking me to sit ring in the show and sing a song.
Who's Billy? I don't know who Billy Stanley is. Oh, Billy, who called in earlier on.
He's one of my Facebook friends.
Oh, the guy that called in earlier on. Well, you do what you want to do. If you want to call in and sing a song.
I haven't had the show on. What have you been talking about this evening?
We have been talking about Facebook. We have been talking about Deadpool. We've been talking about a fake band.
The film Deadpool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good film with Clint Eastwood.
A different Deadpool. But, yeah, point taken.
It's quite an old film, and it must be 30 years old.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes. Great film, isn't it?
No, I've not seen that one.
Haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, is there a new one they brought out?
There is a new one. There's like a comedy one, the comedy violence one.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. I put Air Force One. You know the film with...
I remember watching Air Force One and thinking this is...
No, they made the film Air Force One with the aeroplane. It's a mock-up aeroplane, of course, but Harrison Ford one.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
with his daughter that's threatened to be killed in it, and that. It's a great fit. He's a great actor, isn't he, Harrison Ford?
He's quite good. I would say he's a little bit wooden.
Yeah, but I think he'd probably overwhelm it as the president.
He's a little bit him in everything, isn't he?
Yeah. You're always watching Harrison Ford as Harrison Ford.
I
am. Yeah. I love his film.
Oh, you're literally always watching Harrison Ford.
I rang you in because I was so depressed. I was going to call you anyway, not that other person, Billy. Hello, Billy, anyway. Hello, Billy. Nice for you to be my fan on Facebook. I felt very depressed about... I've done one good thing. I planted some... two rose bushes in the dark earlier.
Is November a good time? I don't know. Is November a good time to plant rose bushes?
Well, they eventually come up when the weather's right, won't they?
Fingers crossed. I don't know anything about gardening. I would have assumed spring would be better, but what do I know?
Well, anyway, they should bloom. The buds are not blooming yet, so they should bloom when the weather's right. I've never planted before, but I did it quite well, actually.
Good for you. Well done.
Yeah. And it's two rose bushes in tribute to my mum. I did.
Did she like roses?
She did. She loved flowers, yeah. I'm going to get all the garden fixed as if she was here. So I'm going to have a nice big garden.
Beautiful.
She wouldn't want me to let the garden go anyway.
No, exactly. But, and it's very it's good for your soul to garden.
I felt quite pleased after I did it, actually.
Good for you. There you go.
Well,
brilliant.
It's a very optimistic thing to do, Nigel. You're planning for the future, even if it's in a little in a small way, and you know things are going to be better when it starts to bloom.
Before I do my song, a cappella, of course, because it's rather late and I don't want to make too much noise. It's possible. Well, I will be on TV quite soon. I'm lucky, but I met someone today on one of my local TV stations.
Oh, fantastic. What's that going to be?
Yeah, they're going to let me drum or sing, probably the drumming, because I said I do tribute drumming to, like, Buddy Rich stuff.
Yep.
So I explained it all. I run the producer of the TV show. Is that KTM TV?
I don't know KTM, no.
Local.
Oh, we're losing TV. You, Nigel. We're losing you.
Yeah, the Kent Radio TV station.
Okay, all right. And, so, what have you got for us tonight, Nigel? You going to sing for us, or music, what?
They have music on your guitarist and things.
Oh, Nigel, you're breaking up, dude.
I'll change ears. Is that better?
It's not your ears that's doing it.
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Is that clear, huh? Hello?
Hello?
Is that better?
That's better, yes.
I'm by the window now.
Perfect. Are you going to sing for us, Nigel? What we got tonight?
Big awful storm tonight, didn't we?
Yep.
Outside.
I don't know.
I'll do Nigel's time for you then.
Here we go. Beautiful. This is it.
It's a short song anyway. I'll do a short version of it. Don't want to bore you.
Well, you said that 3 minutes ago.
I can get on TV, isn't it?
If getting on TV is important to you, then I guess so. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I want people to see me drumming live on, and maybe a song as well.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Tuning in, calling up, talking to the nation, sing a song, melody for your adoration. Late night phone-ins, I'm keeping you awake. It's our time to shine. Up all night, it's entertainment time. It's our time to sing another line. Whoa, it's Nigel's time. Clouds are gone, sun is up, up on your horizon. Safe at home, back on the phone to my radio station. Late night phone-ins, I'm keeping you awake. It's our time to shine. Up all night, it's entertainment time.
Oh, God,
it's our time, it's our time to sing another line. Jesus. Whoa, it's Nigel's, time.
Thanks, Nigel!
Thank you. It's all right, wasn't it?
let's go to Gemma. Good evening, Gemma.
Hello.
Hello, Gemma.
How are you?
Tired after that.
I bet you are.
Oh, man, it's just sucked the juice. Nigel just sucked the juice out of me.
Well, don't say that. You'll ruin his self-esteem.
I don't care. That's not my responsibility. Annie doesn't listen
fair enough.
Annie doesn't listen to the show anyway, so we can say anything we want now.
Oh, my God. Nor do I. It's my first time ever.
Wowzers. Hey, Gemma's in. Gemma's in the house. Is it really? Hang on. Who's that in the background?
I am here.
Who's that in the background? I'm in the house. Who's that in the background?
I'm definitely in the house.
Who's that in the background?
How? Well, I say I'm in a house. I'm in a kind of house.
Okay. Well, what does that mean? Crack den.
It's warm, but and there's a snake in it, which is not my bag.
Okay.
But
are you there of your own free will?
Well, half of the walls are decorated, yes, and the other half aren't.
Right.
Which is fine, you know. I'm in a comfy chair. I've got a cigarette in my hand. It's probably not what you're supposed to say on radio, but I don't care. I'm all right. How are you?
You can say you can say you're smoking a cigarette on the radio. It's not a problem. Oh, problem with
you,
that?
Nice. What are you?
Whoa! You can't say the F word though, Gemma. So dozing there. Let's go to the trail.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, it's just people. You know, this job would be great if we didn't have to deal with people. That's the only downside of doing this, is you get idiots like that. She did drop an F-bomb, is why we cut her off and we dumped it. You know, she's going, oh, I don't know if it's okay to say I'm smoking. Yeah, you can say I'm smoking. Oh, really? F-ing hell. Obviously, that is not all right. Obviously, that is not all right,
yeah.
Gemma. But thanks for your call. Try again when you're not so stoned or drunk. And maybe a little bit less relaxed. Try then.
And definitely a lot less sweary.
Lot less sweary. Come on. Why do you... I tell you what always strikes me as odd. This is what we'll do for the last half hour. There was this thing I saw online the other day, and I didn't read it in detail because I wanted the person who'd written it to come on. They were busy. There was podcast bingo, and it was cliches in podcasts, right?
Yeah.
So the two that I remember... And then we're going to do it for radio, right? The two to remember, and this is true of podcasts, is someone saying very early on, am I allowed to swear on this? Is that?
Yeah.
And the other one was two white middle-aged blokes talking about pop culture.
Yes.
I'm making a podcast like that. So I was like, yeah. But I can't remember any of the others. But I
know one.
I thought we could do it. Let's do it for radio.
Okay.
Let's do it for radio shows. So... This is radio show bingo 0344. Don't bother tweeting it because I'm not looking at the tweets anymore. If you want to do it, you've got to call in, okay? 0344-499-1000. So we'll trade them off and see if anyone wants to join it. So first one is a caller phoning up and saying their name instead of the radio host. So I'll go, all right, hello Steve, and they'll go, yeah, hello Steve. No, hang on, hello Ian. You know that.
Yeah.
The caller saying their own name at the start of the call. Go on.
Here's one. First time caller, long time listener.
I love that. But that's become a thing now, hasn't it? People know that they're doing that, don't they?
I don't know whether they do.
Okay. Okay. As I said earlier to your researcher who answered the call.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's one. That's a really good one.
I got a good one. I got 0344-499-1000 radio cliche bingo.
I know. So the presenter's just listening while the caller is talking, and the presenter is doing that respectful thing of not making a noise when they're listening, and the caller has to say, "Am I still on?"
Yeah, I'm listening. Okay, caller is talking about James has got a good one. Forgive me, I'm a bit nervous. Go gentle on me. Okay, I've got one. So the caller is talking about a supermarket. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the name of the supermarket on here.
Yeah,
of course you are. Why would you? Tell Gemma she's welcome back on, but Warner.
Yeah, so that one that you just mentioned goes hand in hand with the other, whatever the name of the product, are available.
Yeah. Oh God, the presenters do that. I think they do it as a joke now, but it's just so tedious. Hang on a second, it's my go. Hang on a second. Let me try this. Sally, have you got any?
Oh, you just said it.
Oh, what did I say?
I was gonna say, can I mention the name of the supermarket?
Oh, that flipping. Okay. Well. Okay. Have you got any others? Because I'm. There's got to be loads.
Hang on a minute. I can't think. Can't think now.
Go on, Kath's got one. She's chomping at the bit.
Coming up to the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Who says top of the hour apart from radio presenters?
Yeah. My game ran out of steam quite quickly. I was thinking that would get us up. to 1 o'clock.
Sorry.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. I'm wearing a new hoodie and I'm feeling cool. I've got a new Monkeys t-shirt. I'm feeling cool. But I'm really, really tired. Mm-hmm. Really tired. My eyes are a bit stingy from the tiredness. I'm really tired. And I had a good day today, Sally. I looked after myself today, Sally. I didn't get out of my bed. I woke up about 10. I didn't get up till about 11:15. I just lay in bed listening to the radio, ignoring the cat mewing at me. And I just lay in bed. And
I had a very late day.
Yeah, I got up and I had a little bit of coffee and I did some stuff on the computer. Got through some chores. Then I had to pop out to the post office and pick up something and buy a pint of milk. And that was it. Came back. Great, great geeky daisy day. She's gone. Where's she gone? What are you doing? There we go. That's it. You're there. Sorry. We got an amateur working with us tonight. It's amateur hour here. All right. Like to try out new talent.
I had a lazy day today. Up at 1.
Oh, yes. So,
That's it, mate.
Lovely.
Just checking if Sadiq's called me in the last 20 minutes. No, he hasn't.
Why don't you keep phoning him? Get on his nerves.
Because
he loves it.
I block him when I don't want him to phone and when I don't mind him phoning. He's a nice lad. He's a nice lad. He's not abusive. He's not rude.
Yeah, same with Kadic.
Well, Kadic is abusive and rude.
He's not. He's all right. I'll probably get a phone call tomorrow about 7:45.
God.
Yeah, I know. And I'll probably miss that one, and then I'll get a few more, and then I'll eventually, you know, answer it. And he's fine, really.
No, no more dick pics?
No, none at all. Nothing. He asked me out once. He hasn't asked me out again. I'm waiting for that to come out again.
So if he asks you a second time, the chances are pretty high. Of it being a yes. That's lovely. That's lovely to hear, Sally. I'm congratulatione to both of you. Well done. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Yes.
Hello.
Radio bingo.
Yeah, go on.
The caller who waits to hear the radio in the background and then gently talks to you.
Oh, yes, mate. That's a beautiful one.
And I know why you're depressed as well today.
Yeah, go on.
It's because Nick Knowles wasn't on your year if I'm a celebrity. He's on this year's.
Apparently he's flying out there as we speak.
What have you missed out on there?
Oh, man alive.
Sung a duet.
Could have sung a duet with Nicky Knowles. Yes, Barney.
Hello.
Hello, Barney.
Yeah, the thing I was thinking of, and I'd actually think of ringing up about it last week, actually, was people saying it's morning. Like, oh, no, now it's technically morning. Oh, good evening. Oh, no. Now I suppose it's technically morning, isn't it? It's 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
It's the middle of the night.
It's night time.
Do you have windows? Do you know what the sun is? Because it's like totally dark.
Well, it's got a little bit of a weird vibe towards there, but I think you're absolutely right. Also, it's not morning until you've had a sleep.
Well, until the sun's there, whether you've slept or not.
Well, I mean, technically it's morning, it's night time.
Yeah, it's night time, not morning.
No, but technically it's morning.
No, it's definitely night time.
Well, no. Well, listen, I agree with you, it's night time.
But technically?
It's night time.
Technically, legally, it's morning. Legally, in a court of law, it's morning. Would you agree, Barney, that in a court of law, if I were to murder you now, the police officer would say...
Thanks.
The police officer would say the murder took place at 12:38 in the a.m. on the morning of Saturday, the 10th of November. Yes?
I don't know. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, 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 he would!
Well...
Yes!
Do you actually know that for sure?
Yes, because I murdered someone.
No, but they would say that.
Of course they would say that. What they're going to say... Okay, so they're going to say the murder took place at 12:38 on the evening of Friday, November the 9th.
Well, they would say night. It's not the evening, is it? It's in the middle of
the
night.
OK, so the night of Friday, November the 9th.
Well, hopefully they would, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not Friday, November the 9th. It's Saturday, November the 10th.
Saturday, whatever the right day is.
Yeah, well, so it's the morning. You can't start a day with night. You have to start a day with morning.
Well...
Yeah?
Sorry, what's that sound? What's that sound? Oh, my God, look, Ian, look, it's a famous Martin. It's Aston Martin. Oh, my days.
Oh, wow. He did the old switcheroo. Gosh.
I've got no idea what just happened there.
I pity the fool who tries to argue with him about anything.
Incredible. Call of the week.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.